KJAN Sports.
It is time for a check of sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, let's take a look at the NCAA basketball tournament as the Syracuse Orange were the last team selected to the NCAA tourney, and they had to take on Arizona State in a first four game just to make the field of 64. The 11th-seeded Orange now find themselves in the Sweet 16 after a 55-53 win over number 3-seed Michigan State in Detroit. Tyus Battle had 17 points for Syracuse, which didn't allow a basket over the final 5-41. O'Shea Barrett finished with 15 points to help the Orange earn a meeting with second-seed Duke in the Midwest Regional Semifinals in Omaha. The Spartans missed their last 13 shots, including Cassius Winston's 45-foot heave just before the final horn. Winston had a team-high 15 points for Michigan State, which shot a miserable 8-for-37 from three-point range. Also, second-seed North Carolina was shown the door by Texas A&M. T.J. Sparks had 21 points. And the 7th-seeded Aggies out-rebounded the Tar Heels 50-36 in an 86-65 romp over the defending national champions. Robert Williams had 13 boards for Texas A&M, which shot 52% from the field and 10 of 24 from three-point range. The Aggies head to the West Regional Semifinals against number 3 Michigan. The Tar Heels lost for just the second time in the 36 tournament games that they've played in their home state. Elsewhere around the tourney yesterday, 7th-seeded Nevada never led until Josh Hall nailed a short jumper with 9 seconds left to complete the Wolfpack's comeback in a 75-73 win against number 2-seed Cincinnati. Nevada trailed by 22 points with just 11 minutes remaining against the Bearcats, one game after they climbed out of a 14-point second-half hole against Texas. Cody Martin had 25 points, 7 assists, 6 rebounds, and no turnovers to lead 5 Nevada players in double figures. The outcome sets up a matchup of stunners in the South Region semifinals as Nevada takes on 11-seed Loyola Chicago. Well, UMBC ran out of miracles in a 50-43 loss to 9th-seed Kansas State 2 days after the Retrievers became the first number 16 seed to beat a number 1 seed in the men's tournament history. Xavier Sneed provided a couple of big buckets late to help the Wildcats hold on and move on to the Sweet 16. Barry Brown had a team-high 18 points for Kansas State, which takes on Kentucky in the South Regional semifinals. Gabe DeVoe dropped in 22 points, and number 5 Clemson closed the first half on a 25-4 run in an 84-53 blowout over 4th-seeded Auburn. Elijah Thomas had 18 points and 11 rebounds in helping the Tigers reach the Sweet 16 for the first time in 21 years. Kansas will be Clemson's next opponent in the Midwest Region semifinals in Omaha. Florida State's 75-70 comeback over Xavier leaves the tournament without a pair of number one seeds and the defending national champs. P.J. Savoy nailed a three-pointer with 1:08 left to give the Seminoles their first lead of the second half after trailing 56-44 with 10:42 to play. Brian Angola had a team-high 16 points for the Seminoles, who will face 4th-seeded Gonzaga on Thursday in the West Region semis in Los Angeles. Purdue has advanced to the East Region semifinals against Texas Tech in Boston. Vincent Edwards scored 20 points, and Dakota Mathias made a clutch three-pointer with 14 seconds left as the second-seeded Boilermakers down number 10 Butler 76-73. Purdue center Isaac Haas had hoped to play after breaking his right elbow in Friday's win over Cal State Fullerton, but he wasn't allowed to play with a bulky brace that protected that injury. West Virginia concluded the second round by blowing out neighbor Marshall 94-71. Javon Carter scored 28 points, and Lamont West added 18 off the bench as the Mountaineers moved into the East Region semifinals against number 1 Villanova in Boston. Thundering Herd star John Elmore had more turnovers than points in the first half and was held to 15 points after scoring 27 in Friday's upset of Wichita State. In NIT action yesterday in round 2, it was Louisville beating Middle Tennessee 84-68. Mississippi State beat Baylor 78-77. Marquette was a 101-92 winner over Oregon in NIT second round action yesterday. In the CIT second round yesterday, it was Northern Colorado ending Drake's season. 81-72 was the final score in that contest. Northern Colorado had 3 players in double digits, with Andre Spate tossing in 21 points, Tanner Morgan had 19, and Jordan Davis had a dozen. Bulldogs got a game-high 24 points out of Nick McGlynn. He also chipped in with 11 rebounds, having a great day for Drake yesterday. Reed Timmer had 20 points also to help lead the Bulldogs' effort as Drake comes up short in that one, and they finished their season with a mark of 17-17. Northern Colorado moves on in the CIT tourney. In today's men's basketball tournament action in the NIT second round, Western Kentucky plays Southern Cal. Stanford will face Oklahoma State. LSU plays Utah, while Washington will battle St. Mary's of California. In second round CIT action, it'll be Eastern Michigan against Sam Houston State. And also tonight in the CBI tournament, round two, it's Mercer facing North Texas, New Orleans against Campbell, Utah Valley facing San Francisco, and Jacksonville State battling Central Arkansas in men's college hoops. In college wrestling, Spencer Lee became the first true freshman to win a national title for the Iowa Hawkeyes since 1993 Saturday night at the NCAA Wrestling Championships in Cleveland. Lee topped Nick Suriano of Rutgers 5-1 at 125 pounds as the Hawkeyes claimed third place in the team race.
I don't know if it's really set in. I got to hug my teammates and my family. That was an awesome feeling. I got the best teammates in the world, and Kemmer and Sorensen and Marinelli are all great leaders, and I can name the whole team. And, they did a good job in making me believe in myself, and that's why I think I'm here.
Lee suffered an ACL injury his senior season in high school and began his first season with the Hawkeyes as a redshirt.
I think originally just coming back in practice, and I'm not saying I lost my feel, but, not being able to use your knee for quite a while, it was a little different getting back on the mat. The coaching staff did an amazing job making sure I was ready to go. I got my brace off this week, right? They're really careful. They want to make sure everything they did was the best decision for me, and that's why my redshirt was pulled as well, and that's basically it.
He says he and the Hawkeyes have some lofty goals going forward as they try to reel in Penn State.
Every single person in that room wants the best for each and every person. Even if you're wrestling off, they don't care. I see guys wrestle off, and then they go into the locker room, and they're sitting there telling each other what they could have done better. The whole team is just about improving, and the coaches are like, they're their family. They tell us we're family. Iowa's our home, and that's what I want everyone to know about the University of Iowa, is that we're not these, whatever robots or whatever that stigma was a long time ago. We're a family, and we love each other. We all want to be national champs, and that's the goal. That's what we want to be known as.
Hawkeyes finished third as a team. The Nittany Lions claimed their seventh team title in the last 8 years over the weekend. In golf, Rory McIlroy birdied five of his final six holes to close with an 8-under par 64 to win the Arnold Palmer Invitational at Bay Hill. McIlroy capped his charge, sinking a 25-foot putt, giving him his first victory since September of 2016. The final birdie left him two shots ahead of Bryson DeChambeau. Tiger Woods was one shot off the lead until hitting out of bounds on the 16th hole to fall back into a tie for fifth. Justin Rose was third, four shots back, and one ahead of third-round leader Henrik Stenson. In racing, NASCAR's reigning cup champ has his first win of the year. Martin Truex Jr. easily held off defending Fontana champ Kyle Larson to win the Auto Club 400 at the California track. Truex dominated after Kevin Harvick's quest for a fourth consecutive victory essentially ended with an early smack into the wall. Truex led 125 laps overall while winning both stages and finishing 11 seconds ahead of Larson. Kyle Busch was third, followed by Brad Keselowski and Joey Logano. Well, the Iowa Hawkeye baseball team rallied late to complete a three-game sweep of Evansville on Saturday. Kyle Crowell's RBI single capped a two-run eighth inning as the Hawkeyes posted a 4-3 victory. They improved to 11-6. They'll return to action Tuesday, hosting St. Louis. In Major League Baseball news, Minnesota Twins shortstop Jorge Polanco has been suspended 80 games after testing positive for a performance-enhancing substance. Polanco tested positive for stanozol and became the sixth player to be banned this year under the Major League Drug Program, one more than last year. Polanco hit .256 with 13 homers and 74 RBIs last season, starting 127 games at shortstop. The Royals have signed right-handed reliever Justin Grimm to a one-year, $1.25 million contract. That's a package that includes up to $300,000 in incentives. Grimm was 1-2 with a 5.53 ERA and 50 appearances last season for the Cubs, who released him last week. And in NFL news, the New York Jets have signed former Minnesota quarterback Teddy Bridgewater to a one-year contract. Bridgewater is still looking to return from a serious knee injury in August of 2016 that sidelined him for most of the past 2 years. He threw just two passes last season for the Vikings. One of those was intercepted. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.